B-Pod Studios.
Let's go to David in Orange County joining us on the Fanatic. Hey, David.
Hi, fellas. I wanted to go over this Gene Segura. I didn't hear the first part of the show, but he was benched last year in Seattle. I've got the date on that. Did you guys go over that? If you did,
No, it's okay.
On September 28th, Scott Service benched him for not running and not hustling. So, you know, this is three times that we know of that's been reported. The other thing I wanted to say, and thank you guys, is I don't understand Gabe Kapler's thinking. I really think he's lost touch. For example, on Sunday against Atlanta, which was a big game, he brought in Cole Irvin. He gave up 9 hits, 6 runs, and 3 innings.
Yeah.
That was a disaster.
Yeah.
So what does he do? He says he trusts Cole Irvin. That was a quote. He goes, I trust Cole Irvin.
Man, to do
Bring
what?
Him back yesterday. Yeah.
I agree.
Him back yesterday.
I don't know why. It's a close game. Why would you bring Cole Irvin back in that kind of game?
With everybody available, David.
Exactly. That's why I don't think Gabe Kapler knows what he's doing. I really don't. I mean, I could cite, you know, he could have started Jake Arrieta Sunday on his normal 5 days rotation. Yeah. Instead, they threw out 3 schlubs on Sunday. They gave up 15 runs.
Against the team that is has overtaken you for the top spot in the division.
I know
you can say, well, the games against Washington are going to be important as well, and they are. But that team is chasing you and the Braves. You're chasing the Braves. To me, that was the more important of the games.
Exactly, because they count twice. They could have been down a half a game instead of 2.5. It was a 2-game swing. Can I ask you guys something real fast?
Sure.
They're in a death spiral. They had a 3.5-game lead 2 weeks ago. They're down by 4. Why leave Kapler in the rest of the year? Why not go to Joe Girardi or somebody else? Because at this pace, they're going to be out of the race before the All-Star break. Why burn a season? He's clearly lost the team. Why are they hanging on to this guy?
Yeah, they won't. I would be stunned if they fired him at any point. Like, it could be, they're going to say it's too soon for a death spiral. They're going to say,
I agree with that.
That, yeah, I do too. They're going to say that it's, look, they're still, above 500.
Wild card.
It's just one of those deals. And you're not even saying wild card. You're going to get plenty of baseball left.
Yeah. He deserves the chance to try and pull him out of this.
Yeah, I mean, they're not even thinking remotely that way.
No.
Now we can get frustrated by him, but they're not going to do that. Now again, I don't know, something crazy happens and they just go on an epic tailspin, which
like last year.
I don't see, because let's see who you got coming up.
You still got this division.
You got Miami coming up. So,
yeah.
You know, it's not like you're going to be.
Well, if they continue to struggle against Miami, then you're going, uh-oh. Like, what's going on here? You know what I mean?
I mean, so you got Miami this weekend, tomorrow.
Back home.
Tomorrow through Sunday. Then you got 4 at home with the Mets. I mean, the Mets are bad. Then you got Miami again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Mets aren't bad, but the Mets aren't, they're not the Nationals. So, I mean, when you think about it, the next 10 days, you should be going 7-3.
The way they're playing right now, I don't know that's going to be the case.
But you should.
They should, yeah, when you look at the quality of opponents. Yeah.
Right?
No, you're right. All right, so let me give it to you. Let me give you from now until the All-Star break. So they're going to wrap up the series against the Nationals. Okay, so we'll start with the 3 at home versus Miami. How many give them in that series?
2.
2 out of 3? All right. So you got 1 loss there. The 4-game series at Citizens Bank Park, Monday through Thursday of next week against the Mets.
I want to say 3, but I'll say 2.
Okay, so that's 3 losses total. Then on the road, 3 against Miami.
2.
2 wins there, so that's 4 losses total. And then 3 on the road against Atlanta.
1.
All right, so that's 2 more losses. And then to wrap it up before the All-Star break, 3 on the road against the Mets. All right, that's 2 more. So you got 8 losses in all of those games, which is 3, 7, 10, 16 games. So you going 8-8?
No, they should be a lot better than that.
Yeah. When you break it down, though, you got them going 500 in that stretch leading into the All-Star break. Again, and then they're going to come out of the All-Star break.
But I talk chalk. I just, like, yeah. That's chalk. Like, you know, usually baseball, there's streaks. So
yeah, you can ride it a little bit.
There should be a, I mean, they should be, quite frankly, would you say, what is it, 99 I have, Matt?
8-8. 8-8. 16.
I mean, they should be 10-6.
Yeah, and then you have Washington coming out after the All-Star break at home, and then the Dodgers come into town for 4.
That could be ugly.
That could be ugly.
That could be ugly again with the Dodgers coming here, Citizens Bank Park.
You're right back at it with Washington and then the Dodgers, 7 games at home. And what they do in those 7 games could determine whether people are going to be interested on any level. Really could.
Yeah,
it's an important stretch of the season right now. All division games up until the 15th of July.
The interesting thing about the schedule is September's pretty nasty.
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
Yeah.
You got look at September real quick. I hate to do this, but you got a
lot of road.
Exactly.
Yep.
You only have 3 series at home.
Yeah, one of them's a 2-gamer against Boston.
Yeah, and against the Red Sox, who might need it.
Yeah, who may take over the park.
And you got to go at Cincinnati, which is a tough place to play because the ball flies out of there. At New York for the Mets. Mm-hmm. At Atlanta. At the Indians, and the Indians are good. And then at Washington for 4.
5. They added a double header.
Right,
in there.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you'll finish up at home against Miami. And you may need every one of those to get a wild card or
play. You know
what?
We'll be talking EAGLES.
Yeah. We'll be leading right into like Eagles Giants or something. It'd be great. 6-1.
No, why not? But I still want Red October.
Yeah. You'll be talking about on Wednesday. Oh, Sixers preseason tonight against the Nets.
Yeah. That's stinking Tobias.
Dudley. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. That's Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, when you think about summer, what do you think about? Think about a family vacation, right? What better way to take that family trip than in a new Jeep or Ram? And now, during the Jeep Celebration event, you can save up to $15,000 on a new Jeep or Ram pickup from Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. That's right. Celebrate summer with the uncles the right way. Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul, man, they're going to take great care of you. I'm going to miss Uncle Greg's crab night tonight. He's making the big crabs. That's what they do, right? That's what the family advantage is. Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It means they are there for you. No matter what, you're going to be more than a customer. You'll be indeed family, and only family. You'll give you the lowest prices, 0% financing, payments as low as $149 a month. Start summer in style. See my guys, the uncles. Join the summer celebration event and save. Just remember, again, you're not just a customer. You're family, and you can shop online anytime at familyautos.com. See the uncles for details. Discount down payment depend on model chose.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
On the Midday Show. All right, let's talk some hoops. Let's talk a little draft action here.
Zion's world tonight, Ant.
It is.
He's living in it.
It is. You know, I'm upset at the notion that we were talking about where Zion fits, right? Now, if you're in New Orleans, like I didn't like the initial notion that Zion didn't want to go to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because to me, you know, you want to make sure that each team, you got to give a team like that. New Orleans loses Anthony Davis. It's only right.
Yeah.
So they get 1-4, and they want to trade the number four pick for a proven veteran. Now, that's what's coming out of New Orleans. Hmm. So they're going to Minnesota to talk about Covington. Now, again, Minnesota has the 9 pick, so they would have Covington. They would swap picks, or the 11th pick, and they would swap picks, and Covington would be the linchpin.
Why the hell would they do that? Like, that's a mistake of epic proportions.
Yeah, Minnesota has the 11th pick, so they would trade the 11 and Covington for the 4th pick.
Well, geez, if I knew Covington had that value, I wouldn't have traded him in that deal to get Tobias. Or no, to get Jimmy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because then the Sixers could have moved up from 24 to 9. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Covington can't have that kind of value, does he? Are we living in an alternative universe here? There's no way he's got that kind of value.
I don't want him on my team. But I would take him as a 7th, 8th guy.
Yeah, off the bench. Come on.
You know, a good defender. I mean, he is a good defender. But man, oh man, you got to be kidding me. Coming up at 12:30, Andrew, make sure you get on this. This will be Rumor Central.
12:30?
Andrew's been scouring Twitter, scouring all the NBA rumors, and I'm gotten some texts out to people.
All right, so 12:30.
And he's going to come in and give us all the rumors going on.
All the rumors and innuendo. I love it. Covington got the name 3. He's a 3-and-D guy. But he never was a 3-and-D guy, was he? Like once in a while?
You know, it's funny because at one point, he's a guy that in the regular season can be a 3-and-D guy.
On occasion.
Right? Because, you know, a couple nights a week will get hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one out of every 3 games, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of, at some point, he's probably a 38 to 40% shooter. During a regular season at times.
Yeah.
And then the playoffs, so you get exposed.
Yeah, and we saw that front and center the year prior to this one. 610-632.
I mean, you got to go to the rim a little bit, dude. Come on.
Well, he got scared to death when he went to the rim, too. 610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. You want to give some NBA draft trivia as well? I know Egan's got some stuff that he did for his Quizzo night. NBA draft pick or NHL draft pick? And the bonus goes to if you could name the team that drafted the player.
Oh, yeah.
So he'll give you a player, and you got to decide.
That's cool.
All right, so we'll give those to callers for a chance to win FanFest tickets, which, of course, is coming up on August 24th down at Xfinity Live. It's going to be a great party down there. So Pat has the game. It's NBA or NHL draft pick. And because both games are so global now, it's not as pronounced or as easy as it once was. So we'll give you a pair of tickets if you get it right to Fanatic Fan Fest. 2019 is back Saturday, August 24th, Xfinity Live, 1 to 5 p.m. Tickets free, but you got to have a ticket to get in. You get them from us. All the hosts will be there. Bikini Beach is back, created by Elite Landscaping of Berlin, New Jersey. Plus a special added feature to the beach this year, Ant. Lamborghinis, Ferraris, courtesy of Imagine Lifestyles, Luxury Rentals. How about this? 2 mobile escape rooms, Houdini's Challenge and Immunity Quest, both by One Exit Mobile Escape Rooms. For a great team-building experience like no other, visit oneexitmobileescaperoom.com. I'd like to go in the escape room with you. You'd be good in there. You ever do the escape rooms?
No.
My kid did it at a party. Like, they have age-appropriate ones still. They had a blast at it.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I walked, like, after. It's really cool.
So, basically, you have to find your way out of this room.
Yeah, there's clues and stuff. He was on, like, an old Russian submarine one.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. There'll be golf simulators and much, much more. Plus, one lucky listener is going to win a football trip for 2 to an away game in Miami with you, with Anthony.
That's pretty cool.
That's going to include flight, hotel.
We're going to have fun.
Cruise around Miami. You going to do a cruise around Miami?
Mm-hmm.
Pre-game tailgating tickets?
On Saturday.
Wow.
What do you think that's going to be like?
Oh, that's going to be a bum crawl.
You don't need to crawl far on the boat.
No. You just crawl right to the bar. 610-632-0975. So if you get one of the NBA or NHL draftees correct, you score the tickets to FanFest and a chance to win all those great prizes and much, much more.
I'd like to give you some draft quiz.
Yeah, we'll mix them in. We'll do Egan stuff and your stuff, and we'll see what the people do.
All right,
610-632-0975. Let's go up to State College, Pennsylvania. Happy Valley and Charles on the Fanatic. Hey, Charles.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Yo, Charles.
What's going on up there at Penn State, man?
I was just about to say a story reference that, actually. So I do go to Penn State University. I'm a senior there. And so I've had the privilege of watching Carson Edwards play in person. And out of everyone I've seen play this year, because I had season tickets for the games, he went to a couple away games. Out of everyone I've seen, I remember watching him with my buddies and turning them and saying, I hope that the Sixers somehow get this guy, because he looks like he's the most ready to contribute. He's a very, very good scorer. His range is limitless. I mean, if you even give him an inch of space, he's going to knock down a shot. And I think he would either be perfect in the shooting guard spot, maybe ahead of J.J. if Zaire doesn't develop enough.
Ahead of J.J.? Whoa.
Yeah, he's that good.
No, dude, first of all, this is what I'm talking about. You see a kid play a couple times against Penn State, and you think he could be in the NBA ahead of J.J. Redick. That is...
Well, I've seen him in the tournament as well.
I saw the same thing. You have to understand what it's really like in the NBA and how it takes time for young players, whether or not... The issue with Carson Edwards is that he's 6 feet tall.
Yeah, but
No. He's 6 feet tall, all right? Now, there's a chance that he could become a player. But it is a major violation on your part to even intimate that he could be ready to contribute next year in the NBA ahead of J.J. Redick. You got to go back to basketball school.
I'm going
to
call into this show, and I'm going
to
be like...
Dude, instead of trying to get your back up, why don't you just say, oh, thanks for the education, all right? Because you're at Penn State now trying to get educated, yeah. And I'm trying to help you out.
Yeah, and I'm a sports journalism major. I've been covering...
I was not only a sports writer for in major markets, won awards. Maybe you should just listen. Maybe that's your problem, is that you think that you know it all and you're a junior in college.
I don't know it all. I was just giving you my perspective.
I'm correcting you, instead of arguing with me, why don't you just say thank you?
Thank you. I appreciate it. But
you got it.
All right. Let's look at it. Are you out of your mind?
See, I love this kid. He wakes up. He discovers a player. Oh, my God. He's really good. He could be in the NBA next year. Oh, look, he played Penn State. I was at the game. Oh, my God, he could play next year. See, that's what's wrong with youth, is that you don't understand that you don't know anything.
Well, the guy's not going to be able to get a shot off in the NBA like he had in college.
Dude, you're 6 feet tall.
It's going to be a struggle.
What I'm trying to tell him is that down the line, listen, I got an interest in Carson Edwards. He could shoot. He's a volume shooter. The whole thing. But he's sick. There's red flags. There's a reason why he'll be around late first round, second round.
Yeah.
And he's not going to. And for people to think, and this is the problem, and this is why you need to get educated, is that a kid like that's not going to come in right away and contribute next year. And he's certainly not going to usurp J.J. Redick. Like, you're an idiot if you think that kid would come in. You're not an idiot. You're just naive. That's why I'm trying to help the kid out. Am I wrong?
If he could come in and usurp J.J. Redick, he's not getting drafted 24th. He's getting drafted 3rd.
I mean...
right? Am I right?
I'm sorry. Sometimes I get unnerved by these... Some kid just woke up out of your bed in your dorm room thinking you know something.
Let's go.
I mean, really.
I love when class is in session.
Oh, I'm in sports journalism school. Oh, yeah? Yeah, hopefully you get a job, son.
Let's go to... don't be too proud. That's where journalism school pretty much spawned me. You know what I'm saying? Well, these broadcast cable communications at that time.
right. A little respect.
Let's go to T. Will on the cell. What's up, T?
Little punk ass.
A biblical beatdown.
Yeah, are you serious, guys? Did you really just take that roll call? I was just worst third journalism class. Carson Edwards is 5'11". Okay, he's built like a running back for a reason, so he can try to withstand an NBA 82-game season. All right? If he was going to be taking over somebody's spot, he would be, as Jason just said, in the top three. Now, I like Carson Edwards. I think he should be on the Sixers' target. But I also like Ty Jerome, and I like Cam Johnson. If Cam Johnson's there, I think the Sixers should select him.
Yeah, actually, Carson Edwards is behind both Cam Johnson and Ty Jerome.
Right, right. Because, you know, his size. You're not going to win in the NBA with short guards. Chris Paul, as elite as he is, can't win in the NBA because he's too little. He gets posted up way too much.
Too much of a liability defensively.
Yeah, yep.
You've seen it a thousand times, D. Will.
Older.
Yep.
Right. So, I mean, you got to look at how the NBA is flowing towards right now. It's flowing to bigger guys, the stretch fours, the big men to step out, and up and down pace, which is fine because it's exciting. So, if you're looking at the draft tonight, you want guys that can knock down the shot, create off the bounce. That's where your Ty Jerome is. You want a guy to knock down the shot. That's where your Cam Johnson is with your length. That's where the Sixers should look. But, cuz, don't sleep on the Sixers taking someone who is injured. The kid from Auburn that went down, Okiki,
yeah,
he was projected to be in the top 10.
Guys like that because I like value guys. That I know that I don't need to have them come in next year. First of all, you know how it is. And we said it 100 times. You win with men. You don't win with kids coming out of college. You got to win with men. You got to fill this roster out with guys that you can count on in the playoffs in tough situations.
I think Elton Brand's got the right mindset saying, I want an older college player. You know, no more of these 18, 19-year-olds trying to develop 2 or 3 years. Let's get a 22, 23-year-old. Oh,
yeah, especially when you're drafting there, T. Will, when you're drafting at the back of the first round.
You might be able to get some value there.
Yeah, no. When you're drafting at the top, you're drafting on projection.
Because you're going to go on all potential.
Yeah.
Correct. And we don't need the potential right now. We're not that type of team anymore.
No.
That's the mindset that everyone
exactly.
has to get out of.
That's exactly it.
Yep, you need players, T. Will, that can fill a role.
But my pet peeve is this line of thinking that you can draft someone to fill your need going in the next year
at 24.
Well, wait, listen. I can't speak. I only can speak for myself, and I know the needs that we need, but we have to take care of business first, and business first is bringing back Tobias and Jimmy. Then we fill out our needs. You know, that you
run it back.
There's a pecking order.
Let me ask you a question. How you feel about Horford? Because I'm very leery.
I'm out. I'm out on Horford, and I'm out on.
Knowing you lose to, if you know you lose Tobias, though, T. Will, you still out?
I'm out. He wants too much money. He's too old, and you got to look. Also, something coming out of that snake, Danny Ainge, going after Butler and Kawhi. Mm-hmm. I just saw a report about that. He's trying to free up money with Aaron Baines, and he wants to get a max deal so he can go after Butler and Kawhi.
I don't know. Kawhi? There's no way in the world Kawhi goes to Boston.
You never know with Danny Ainge.
Yeah, I can't see Kawhi going to Boston, man. That would be our worst nightmare.
Oh, that cannot happen. And if Jimmy joined him? Jimmy would
we'll
be dead to me.
I can't see Jimmy in a Celtic. That's the ultimate traitor. I can't see Jimmy in a Celtic uniform.
I know we didn't even get a full season of Jimmy in Philly in a Sixer uniform, but to see him in Celtic green would be outrageous.
Oh, my God. Talk about hate.
That would be just like an ultimate stab in the back.
Talk about hate. Yeah, they're trying to. We saw the story that they're trying to move Baines and free up money.
Yeah.
You know.
They're going to lose Kyrie.
There's no way in the world they're going to be able to get. No way in the world. Oh, there he is. Are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
Come on.
Come in here.
Are you ready or no?
You want me to come in there?
Or you want to do it next segment?
Yeah, we got more time coming up, so we'll go right after.
I mean, there's nothing like really that new within the last hour, but I have some good stuff to give you.
Numb nuts. There's really nothing new, but I have some good stuff to say.
Translation, you don't have to listen.
Yeah. Wait, let us sell it.
Well, I don't know what you guys have gotten into in the last hour.
You just go to Penn State Journalism School?
Just presume we've gotten into nothing and you have gold. All right.
I got gold here. I'll sell it.
Dump his other statement. Strike his other statement.
An old
from the
friend of ours told me he didn't want us to sell it anymore.
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you. Kid's got a lot to learn. You got to teach him. You got to take him to school.
Is John Clark reporting anything?
Al Horford played 68 games last year, 72 the year prior. This guy stays healthy. Plays a lot of games, but there's a lot of tread on the tread.
Yeah, I mean, listen, 68's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you miss 14. 33 years old.
Yeah.
Look, if it was a one-year deal and, you know, but he opted out of a $33 million where he was going to make $33 million.
Yeah, so he's not looking for a one-year deal. He's looking for multi-years.
He's 33. Term. He's going to try to get his last contract.
Yeah.
I mean that's a difficult prospect.
Yeah, because you're talking about, you know, a big frame guy up until he's 36, 37.
That's rough.
Yeah.
And that's rough because
he just turned 33 a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but he's got mileage. Yeah. He's got a lot of mileage.
He's played 780 regular season.
He's been
regular
in the playoffs a lot in Boston.
Yeah, no, he's played a lot of playoff basketball as well. Yeah. I don't know. If they're not going to bring Tobias back, then where are you going to go? You're going to Mirotić? Get your stretch four? Just so you can keep that spacing on the floor?
I mean, he's
free agent.
He's not the stretch four that Tobias is. Like, he could shoot the three, but...
But here's the problem. You can't wait this season to see if a stretch four becomes available because you don't really have trade equity to get a guy like you did last year when you used Shamet and you used, you know, other assets to make that trade.
That's why the Tobias would hurt.
Yeah, that's why losing him really does hurt because you lost some key assets that you could use going forward, and it didn't really work out unless you bring him back, unless he runs it back too. So I don't know, Ant. If you're gonna lose Tobias, you may have to go with a Mirotić. He's not perfect, but he's a stretch four.
Yeah, I like him.
Because you got to dip into free agency to get a guy. Unless you're going to look for one of those buyouts.
You know, it's the same. Like, Mirotić is, you know, basically Ilyasova in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, and Ilyasova proved to be a valuable player.
Yeah.
You know, you need role players, too. So, yeah. I get it.
You can wait on that buyout market again, but that may be iffy. Like it was this past, they were looking at that buyout market before they went and made the trade for Tobias.
Well, you're going to need to grab a couple guys off the buyout market just to pull out, just to I think,
bench depth.
Give you some depth.
Yeah.
It's going to happen the same thing. You're not going to go, I don't think you'll be able to get what you get going into the season and be that's your squad.
Yeah. You're going to need to, like the year prior where they got Bellinelli.
It's
going to
be interesting to see what the other teams do. What does Milwaukee do?
Mm-hmm.
What is, you know, are they going to go? What are they going to do with Middleton?
Yeah, he opted out of his deal.
I mean, they got to sign him. They got to sign him and Max, right? Yeah. If you're Milwaukee, you got to do that.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. We'll start our draft quiz and NBA or NHL draftee. And Andrew will have his hot report coming up on everything he's learning, all the chatter around the NBA. Who's reporting what and what they're reporting. He'll deliver to you next, and he'll sell it like he wouldn't believe, man. Oh, I can't wait. It is the Midday Show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's talk about Parks, baby, because we're going to be there tonight. Cousins Corner live from the South Philly Racing Sportsbook, Packer Avenue. We'll geek it out 6 to 7 tonight, all NBA draft stuff. So we'll get off to all the NBA, talk about the little draft action, the whole thing. Be a lot of fun. But listen, the South Philly Racing Sportsbook is dynamite. There's plenty of parking. It's right in the shadows of the stadiums, right on Packer Avenue. So you're right there on the way to a game. You can stop in. They got futures going on right now, so you can look at the Phillies futures. You can look at the Eagles futures. Take a look at some of that stuff. We'll talk about it tonight. Parks Racing Sportsbook at Packer Avenue. It's South Philly. You also have the Oaks Racing Sportsbook in Oaks, PA, right in the King of Prussia area. And, of course, it's all with the Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem. You can check it out. You can cash your tickets all three places. They all work. It's great. There's plenty of kiosks, plenty of space in the South Philly Racing Sportsbook. You're going to love it. Come see me tonight, Cousins Corner Gambling Problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Wow, this is going to be interesting, man. Tonight, the draft, there's going to be trades. I don't know what's going on.
You get all pumped up.
I love this. Pavlov's dog. I'm just like that.
You hear the sounds and it emits a reaction from you right away.
Yeah.
Certain songs have certain reactions, like the Sixers song, Fly Eagles Fly, the NBA on NBC, or geez, I mean, if you hear something like, if you hear like, you get all pumped up.
Stop doing this to me, man. Don't do that to me. All right, we got Andrew here. And Andrew's got some nuggets.
Yeah, a ton of nuggets for you guys.
Do you?
Yeah, sure. Ton of nuggets.
12, yes, sure. Is it like the Chick-fil-A 12 nuggets? Or
it might
how many
be,
put six nuggets?
10 piece?
No, you might have split it with somebody. It might be a 6-piece between you and your kid. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right. I don't know what you guys got into so far. I also have a ridiculous trade that somebody proposed, so we'll get into that as well.
And just let me preface this all by saying, it's funny, because, you know, I know a lot of people. I'm texting people and all. And you get these things, and a lot of what is out there is all misdirection and no truth.
Right, just like the whole Bryce Harper saga.
Everybody's got an agenda. You got to realize that when you hear information, you go, okay, why is this information being released? Who does it benefit? And what's the end game to this information getting out? It's oftentimes to try and gain a hand in some kind of negotiation. Just what it is.
All right, do we have any music for this, Pat? Come on, man. This is a big deal here. This is a big deal here.
Sorry about that, bud.
Oh, thank you. All right. All right.
Wow. I just had little Moss watch Indiana Jones, too.
All right, Indiana Jones. You want to go with the NBA music?
I'd rather go with the Indiana Jones.
Yeah, we're gonna go with the NBA music for the NBA rumors.
No, I'd rather go with the Indiana Jones.
Yeah, well, you're not the producer today, all right? I am. You're right.
Oh, jeez. Right. Who's back there? Is Dylan back there? Can we evict you?
The D-train's going to choo-choo in here.
Damn right he is. All right, so speaking of misdirection, right, maybe Rutgers. This is misdirection. Multiple reports. I'm sure you guys already know this. UNC Cameron Johnson, top priority for the Sixers. You guys all understand that? Is that all good? Is that a good rumor for you? According to multiple reports, you guys probably already knew that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. All right, Woj, one of his latest. UNC guard Coby White, perhaps the fastest rising prospect on the board, had a private workout with the Knicks at the team's facility today, league sources are telling ESPN. The Knicks had been locked on RJ Barrett at number 3, but summoned White after Darius Garland's workout, which apparently went really well yesterday. So now the Knicks are maybe having second thoughts at this point.
Wow.
With the third pick.
Is that a Woj bomb?
Is that a Woj bomb?
No, the Woj bomb is coming tonight.
Would you be surprised if they didn't take Barrett at number 3?
Yes.
I agree.
It's almost like they have to go with the safest pick.
I would be surprised. Yeah. To me, he's clearly the third best player. Which hurts them because, what they really need is they need Ja.
Well, speaking of Ja, we have something on Ja from Malika Andrews.
Pelicans,
they're picking up Jahlil Okafor's team option for the 2019-20 season, league sources tell ESPN. The New Orleans staff is impressed by the way Okafor has reworked his body and the improvements he's made on the defensive end of the floor.
He's always he works hard.
Isn't this 3 years of him reworking his body, though?
No, he's like a Hollywood actress's face.
But they believe he's made improvement on the defensive end of the floor.
His
How about
whole thing
that?
was the twitch. Quick twitch.
Quick twitch
TV.
Right.
No. The other thing with him is he changed his body every year and he went to that vegan diet. And he looked good.
Yeah.
Physically. He just didn't look good on the floor.
Looking good, Baldy.
All right, before we get to a pretty big report from Wendy, we have to call people out, even though they're a sister station of ours in Boston, 98.5 The Hub.
if you put out a ridiculous trade proposal, mm-hmm. you have to get ripped for it. So this guy, James Stewart, who works with the Hub, and, you know, we love the Hub. The Sixers in this trade would land Eric Gordon.
I hate Boston, and I hate everybody. I hate that whole town.
So listen to this. This is a total pro-Boston trade, and nobody else. He didn't think of anything else other than the Celtics in this. The Celtics get Bradley Beal and Clint Capella. The Wizards.
Bradley Beal and Clint Capella?
I'm not done here. We have to rip this guy.
What, give up Baines?
The Wizards get Jaylen Brown and some guy named Williams from Boston. Jimmy Butler and Aaron Baines go to the Houston Rockets in this 4-team trade. And with all of this, the Sixers get Eric Gordon. That's it.
Wow. That's terrible.
That might be one of the worst trade proposals I've ever seen.
That's terrible.
Send that guy a note and tell him, say, thanks for taking the time out of your day to waste mine.
The worst part about it was the trade, or when he put out the trade, he put out the following as his tweet. Boom! Draft picks would be added in this, and it covers $24 million in cap space that would be opened up. Like, he was very excited about this trade, not thinking about how dumb it was for everybody else. All right, let's move on. According to Brian Windhorst, our best friend, the Warriors might be willing to help Kevin Durant by signing him to a contract, allowing him to rehab, and then trading him to a team that he wants, a la the New York Knicks. That is coming from Brian Windhorst.
Wait, so how?
That's real. Windhorst, I believe. So they sign to a deal, so it becomes a sign and trade when? Before the deadline?
It says allowing him to rehab and then trading him. So I guess he works out with Golden State.
So they're going to rehab him just to move him? That doesn't make... There's a hole in the story here for me.
Yeah, but then they end up getting something from New York.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't walk. They get something from him.
And they just don't have to rehab him.
Yeah. No. What, they'll get something for him. And then, like it says... So here's where it makes sense. He gets the most money.
Yep.
Right? And they get something for him.
Yeah,
and they feel Golden bad that he more. Got hurt trying to win the title.
Yeah.
You know, they know he wants to go to New York. All right, KD, we'll send him to New York.
All right, so they make it a win-win for everybody.
Exactly.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
All right, last but not least.
I believe that. I believe that, you know, I don't know if it's going to happen, but I do believe that they discussed that.
Is he definitely out for the entire next season?
Torn Achilles, dude.
Yeah,
he could come back late, but at that point, you want to play him.
Yeah. I mean,
does his agent allow him to play?
I mean, that injury is so nasty.
Yeah,
it's just so nasty.
Well, how much
they've made some improvements medically, but it's still
a torn Achilles.
Yeah,
a ruptured Achilles. When does Kyrie go there waiting on KD and making the assumption he's going to be back to 100%?
Good.
That's a big question. Like, is Kyrie going to be there next year just by himself with the number 3 pick?
Could.
Yeah.
Finally, this is not really a report.
City that never sleeps, Mo.
This is official, and it's happened around 10:05 this morning, but I want to get your reaction to it. Golden State acquired Atlanta's number 41 pick in tonight's NBA draft. The cost was $1.3 million and a 2024 pick, second-round pick. So Atlanta now has the 8th, 10th, 17th, and 35th pick, and Golden State, who drafted well to build this franchise, had picks 28, 41, and 58. Anything tickle your fancy there? Hawks having 4 picks tonight. 8, 10, and 17.
The Sixers got a bunch
The
of
problem
picks.
With 8, so they have 8, 10, 17.
And 35.
Yeah. You know, I mean, listen, it's good value. I'm not sure how deep the draft is. Now, we always say, yeah, I don't know how good it is, and then you can find some gems. Like, Giannis was a gem that they was unearthed. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I look at this draft and I go, I love, obviously Zion, but I love Ja Morant. I think Ja Morant is going to be just a dynamic player. Dynamic. But anybody else?
All right, here's what the Sixers.
Players I like, but, you know.
Here's what the Sixers have tonight. 24. They have 33 and 34. Is this up to date, by the way? I need to make sure this is up to date.
By the way, pick 34. My sources are telling me something.
Yeah.
My Lithuanian sources. Look out for Ignas Prasdaikis.
Prasdaikis!
Out of Michigan.
I like Prasdaikis.
Lithuanian-Canadian.
Okay. Shoot. Yeah, 33. That's from Cleveland via Orlando in New York. They also have 34 from Chicago via the Lakers. This is the Sixers. They have 42 tonight from Sacramento and Brooklyn and Milwaukee. And then they also have 54 tonight.
They would have had 31, but they had to trade Ja. So
mm-hmm.
they gave up the Knicks the Knicks pick.
Let me throw this at you real quick. Let's go through real quick some of the prospects. You tell me if you agree. So, I like Culver. I think Jared Culver could be a player. You like him?
Yeah, sure. Love him.
You do? I'm just asking some of the guys.
I want my Brazdeikis, man.
Brazdeikis.
I like Nasir Little. I think he's got a shot. Who's the kid from Vandy? Garland. He's a little small, but he's really, really quick. Are you a Tyler Hero, man?
No.
I'm not either.
I'm out.
So am I. Bol Bol?
Yes, of course. Now, you brought up Ty Jerome earlier. I heard you when I was driving.
Yes, I like Ty Jerome.
Is it unfair to say, when you just read his draft stuff, is it unfair to say he's just a 3-inch taller TJ McConnell?
I think he's stronger than TJ. He could shoot. TJ, one of the problems TJ has is he can't shoot. Ty Jerome can shoot. He's a better defender. You're 6'5".
Yeah, he is 6'5".
You've got to be able to defend for Virginia.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they said the same thing about Brogdon. You don't like Ty Jerome.
I'm not a big Ty Jerome. I don't really like
because he's white.
I don't like Virginia basketball, even though they
won. Come on, you got against a white Virginia player.
Nah, it's just such a boring team to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. You're the bros same way. You and the bros say the same way.
The bros anti-white Virginia boy?
Yes.
Oh, come on, man. In this day and age?
I think the kid is tough. He could shoot.
And he can defend.
Facilitate.
What's the latest with our boy Micić?
Yeah, he was, remember, he just got to play some D, that's all.
That's all.
He's close.
Paul, who plays defense in the NBA anymore? Come on.
Playoffs.
You better be able to play defense. Wish the Sixers would have played a little better defense on Kawhi on that last shot. By the way, do you have a problem with Segura?
Yes. That was ridiculous.
Should he be in the lineup today?
We didn't talk.
No, he should be benched today.
Dude, how outrageous was that?
It was totally.
You got Scherzer on the mound.
I backed him up when he didn't run out
too.
The pop-up.
I did too,
because
yes.
We've all played baseball. You hit a pop-up to the second baseman, you're not sprinting to first
base. And by
base.
The way, he slipped on it too.
Yeah, and the people that were
gave himself
the
up.
People that were outraged, they never played the game. Because, come on, you're never going to sprint to first base if you hit a pop-up to the second baseman. But when you hit a blooper to left field, that left fielder, that was not a clean play. You didn't know if he was going to make that play.
You didn't know Soto. No.
And he ends up diving and gets passed. You could have gotten a second, maybe even gotten a third. I'm not going to say you should have gotten a third, but
the second was absolute.
I mean, exactly.
It's outrageous. It is outrageous. It really is. And then Gabe, oh my God.
The fact that I love that he swung 3-0, bro, regarding Sean Rodriguez.
Oh my God.
I'm so out on Gabe. I'm done.
Sean Rodriguez. Think about how terrible
And then
is.
The people go, well, look who was behind him. It was Roman Quinn. I don't care.
No.
That's a dumb baseball play. That's a dumb baseball play when you have two runners on with two outs, and it's Sean Rodriguez, who they say, oh, well, he crushes lefties. He's hitting lefties well this year. In his career, though, he's a .249 hitter against lefties.
First of all, like, Sean Rodriguez doesn't crush anything.
No, you're right. It was a disaster yesterday. I was angry yesterday.
Dude, how about bringing in Cole Irvin? Are you kidding me?
The guy's never been a reliever in his life.
First of all, the game's close. Why do you just want to just give up there?
You give up when you're facing Scherzer the next game. Are you serious?
Why is he still with this team, Cole Irvin? Why?
I don't know.
He's got no velo. None.
Yeah, that home run that he hit, that Soto hit off him, 89 miles per hour. 89. You can't be in the big leagues.
You can't.
Are they circling the drain right now?
Maybe.
We could see the season could be slipping away. I don't want to be like over dramatic here.
No, but dude, it's worrisome, man. It could be slipping away.
What you saw last August, you're seeing right now.
Yeah, a little earlier.
And that's a shame.
But that's the problem because I always thought that if something happened, like if they didn't make the playoffs, it wouldn't come like this.
Yeah.
If this thing becomes a disaster, you guys kept saying that Gabe was gone. Now I think you might be right.
Yeah, because a lot of this stuff is managerial stuff.
Yeah.
Allowing your guy to go 3-0, swing 3-0, that is...
Sure, okay, listen.
The take sign. Give him the take sign.
If Bryce Harper, he can hit 3-0.
Yes.
Reese Hoskins can hit 3-0.
Sean Rodriguez can't.
Sean Rodriguez? What are you, out of your mind? Seriously. And then you can't, you know, what is Segura? You bend over backwards defending Segura if you're Gabe, right?
Yes.
You bend over backwards. You got in that fight with Angela, the whole thing, right? It's a big, you know, you bend over backwards.
And he does that.
And he's just stuck it right in your ear.
I don't care how many injuries you have on this team. Brad Miller should be playing shortstop, or somebody else should be playing shortstop today.
You stuck it in his ear. Now, if I'm Gabe, I take him out of the game there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Immediate.
He goes, he's out. Out of the game. Get out.
Get off my field.
After I defended you.
You make me look like an ass.
You do that?
Yep.
I would have been crazy. I would have told that MF. Sit down. I never want to see you. Give me a, like, I would have to take a rep. Like, don't look at me until tomorrow.
I don't want to see your face.
Go back. Go back to the hotel. I don't want you. Go back to the hotel. I'll see you at the park tomorrow. I mean, seriously. He just does that to you again, and Scherzer's on the mound. Like, dude. Hey, Gene.
Right? You need every chance you can score to run. Yep. And he would have scored that inning because they had two flyouts.
Exactly.
He would have gotten third on Harper, yeah. Harper, and then Kingery.
Gene, I need you here. And you do this.
Meanwhile, he's hitting.
Look who's pitching.
Meanwhile, he's hitting under 180 in the month of June.
Yeah,
Gene, terrible.
Well, Gene's an 0 for King right now. I mean, listen, he's a professional hitter. We watched him in Milwaukee, and we watched him in Seattle, and we go, wow, Gene Segura can hit for power. He's a spray line drive hitter. Can hit for average. You know, quality shortstop. But I guess these are the warts. That's why he's out of Milwaukee. He's out of Seattle.
Uh-huh. We didn't see that from afar. You see it up close and personal now, and the effect it has.
I mean, that's bad.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Gabe's going to say everything's okay, though.
Dude, he came in and addressed it with me immediately.
I mean, that's egregious what he did.
He's a pro's pro. He assured me it would never happen again.
But why?
And then he assured me again.
But why are they bringing Cole Irvin in? Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. Why is he bringing Cole Irvin?
Bullpen's rested for 2 days.
That's the worst part. They've had 2 days rest because of rainouts.
Yeah.
And every arm's available.
Why are you waving the white flag there? And again, you know that the Nationals have had issues closing games. At Doolittle, who's their closer, has been spotty.
To hang around.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So you bring Cole Irvin in the game? This guy.
The only time he ever goes in for me is when I got no other choice.
This is the biggest joke of it all. You know, Mr. Launch Angle Klentak and this whole team that's 23rd in home runs.
Yep. 24th. Even worse than you thought. 23rd in batting average, 241.
24th in home runs.
How's that possible, Andrew?
And it's funny because I have a friend of mine who's a scout. And I just said to him, hey, by the way, this was last night. And he just got back to me. I said, what's the problem with the, how come this lineup isn't generating home runs? And he wrote back, because they're trying to hit home runs.
Yep.
And they can't manufacture.
Yeah, they're tied in a knot.
It's basically what we said. They can't can't manufacture a run.
No. And they're all worried so much about launch. Because if they go back to the dugout and they tattoo a ball, but it's not on the right launch angle, they're getting an earful.
You know, what's amazing is that the Phillies were the worst team, one of the worst teams to adopt analytics. And now they're so far overboard.
And they're overcompensating now.
And it's, I mean, that's, isn't that 101?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you take what you're lacking and then you go way overboard and then that doesn't work. I don't know what they can't see.
Meanwhile, the manager doesn't have a feel. He has no feel. Yeah,
no feel.
No, because he's a computer.
And you got to buy. I mean, you know what's funny? A guy, and I told this to Jason earlier, a friend of mine compared him to Chip Kelly.
All right?
He compared him to Chip Kelly. Now, Chip Kelly was a raging a-hole and still is. That's why he's got problems in UCLA. Gabe is not. But here's where they're similar. And he was talking more about the early start and then they get exposed and all that stuff. But here's where they're really similar. They both don't know how to talk to people. Chip is just a weirdo, and he's nasty about it.
Antisocial.
Gabe is a weirdo, but is, you know, somehow tries really hard to get through socially, even though he's a social misfit.
And he overthinks things.
And the two of them are very similar, except one does it the good way or the nice way, and the other one does it the nasty way.
And results the same, though.
And right, because you can't relate.
Yeah, they're not going to go away relate. From...
You got a whole, you got a bullpen of guys. Where's the role? Like, I know you don't believe in roles, but since the whole thing's a mess, and now you got guys coming back, how about Neshek?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
how much of a softy is Neshek? Guy gives up a floater home run, he throws his frisbee, and then, oh, my hamstring hurts. Good.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. He's terrible.
I said it to you earlier, Ant. When things are going well, the idiosyncrasies of Gabe's demeanor is charming. When things aren't going well, it's like, this dude's a freaking weirdo.
Oh, I love it. Love it that he swung 3-0.
Yeah. You don't stop it.
Like, how could you say you love that?
When you get the result you
how
get.
How could you say? No, but I don't care if he hit a home run. It would have been wrong.
Yep.
All right? Sometimes you get the right result, but you did it the wrong way.
Yeah.
You were just lucky. Sean Rodriguez should never hit 3-0. Never. Never. Particularly and it goes back to Klentak. Goes back to him. All right? Goes back to, well, we don't need, we're trying to hit a home run. We don't need guys on base. And what do you get, Matt? You get this.
Team spiraling right
what do you
now.
Get? What do you get? What do you get? You get this. He was on with Mike. And I heard him. And he gives you the quip and the same nonsense about, well, I'm not the hitting guy. You check my average at Dartmouth. Yeah, I was better GPA than batting average. You know what? Save your quips, dude. All right? You're doing a poor job. All right? This nonsense of how you approach is wrong. You need to approach it like a freaking baseball player. And not because I love the man. Forget it. Not because I love the guy. But you don't think that Charlie Manuel knows anything about hitting? Seriously. Forget the fact that he was the manager. I'm not saying he's got to be the manager. But the one thing the guy does know is he knows how to hit. I don't care if he can't articulate it at Dartmouth, Matt. The guy knows how to hit. All right? The guy knows how to teach the art of hitting. He has studied it from all the greats for 50 years. The guy still can get out there and talk to guys. People still like him. You got that kind of resource in your organization and you don't use it for this guy, this hitting coach? What sense does that make?
Are you not a Maley fan?
What sense does that make?
241 and 24th in the major league.
No, but why shouldn't he come in and be, shouldn't you go, hey,
special
Charlie,
instructor. Right?
Yeah, whatever. I would make him the hitting coach. I'd say, would you mind, listen, I know, you used to being a manager, but would you mind coming in and just be the hitting coach?
Year two, straighten this thing out.
Is that dumb? I don't tell me, is that bad?
No, I wouldn't say it's dumb.
Is that not going backwards like that?
They would never do it because they would look at it that way.
But again, I get what appearances are, but who's more qualified to teach hitting than that dude?
Nobody that's there.
So why wouldn't you use it?
They don't believe in it because it's not about launch angles. Charlie's about contact and pitch selection. Plate coverage. Things that mattered before.
I'm sorry.
That don't matter now.
I'm sorry. I can't tell you. And talk. See what it is, Andrew? You brought it out of me. Because
that felt good, didn't it, though?
It did. It did.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.